alteration.
Hello, Florida office.
Hello, is this the billing department?
Yes, billing department. How can I help you?
Well, I have received a statement actually several weeks ago, and I've been trying to get hold of you, but no one's been answering, and I even left messages on the times that they did, or the automated service. Anyway, I have a question about a bill.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ask me.
Well, don't you need to look at my account number first to look it up?
Yeah, please give me.
H as in Handley.
Mm-hmm.
J as in Janice.
Okay.
852272.
Yeah, 10 is right.
Right.
Yeah, I see the $40 balance in your account, 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it shows that it was, go ahead.
Go ahead. Please ask me.
Thank you.
Question. Yeah.
Well, yes, sure. It shows that it was charged to me on June 16th.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It says 16.
Yes, 16.
And I thought I had paid it when I was in the office. I looked at my bank account,
mm-hmm.
and on the 18th, a bill I paid subcontractor office for $40 on the 8th. It cleared the bank on the 18th, so it would have gone to the bank on the 16th, and then cleared the bank on the 18th, which it did. So to me, my records show that I have paid that bill.
Yes, we have received the payment on the same day for the June 16, 2025. It's $40, but it was applied in March 31st, 2025. There are one outstanding balance from in your account for the March 31st, 2025. So that $40 we applied for the date of service March 31st, 2025. That's why for the current latest date of service, June 16, 2025, balance is remaining.
Okay, I'm having a little difficulty understanding your accent. I apologize for that, but I'm a little hard of hearing, and any difference in accent sometimes throws me. Are you saying that in March I didn't pay a payment when I was in the office, and you've applied $40 that I incurred in that month, and I still owe for this July, for this June?
Yeah, you did not pay on March 25th. We received payment for the April 23, 2025, but we did not receive on March 31st. Total your visit is 3 visits, I can see, for the March 31st.
Well, why did, if I didn't pay in March, why didn't you send me a past due date?
No,
I never received anything that I hadn't paid
We did not receive for the March 31st, 2025 from any payment from your side. And we have sent the bill for the March 3rd, 2025. We have sent on May 8th. Then after we sent again on June 9th for the March 31st. But we did not receive payment from your side for the March 31st. Hence, you paid...
Well, when receiving those, I paid my bill
but
then.
I see the address is 15320 Pine On Crive Drive.
Yes, you've got the
address. Yeah, on this address, we have sent 2 times the bill for the March 31st, 2025, in the May month and in the June month.
Okay, let me look at my bank account here just quickly. You said the payment I didn't make was in March.
Yeah, in the March 31st, we did not receive.
Okay, let me kind of see if I can
find
that real quickly,
please.
And
let's
see if I can find it here.
Okay. We received 2 times payment. We have received on April 23, 2025, the $40, and then now in June 16, 2025.
All right. If you could just give me a moment, I'm trying to find.
Okay. Take your time. No problem.
Well, I'm having to do it on my cell phone. So I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, almost there.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
So if I was in the office on what day for that March?
March 31st.
Okay, it was March 31st?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Bill probably would have come in April?
Yeah, April 23, second visit in April
23. Okay. Almost there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I did not see it, but I'm going to check in my records about being in my last office. Okay. All right, I was in your office on the 31st. Okay. I do not see it by bank statement, so obviously I didn't pay it, but I'm sorry. I do not remember receiving the statement that I owed it, but I will pay you, and I will get that with this payment. I will send this in. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.